CD 2. Track 22.
Now, if you're sitting in your car at a red light, I want you to imagine this. A city centre with no traffic lights and no road signs. A place where drivers, cyclists and pedestrians all share the same space with nothing to tell them who has the right of way and who has to give way. Difficult to imagine, isn't it? But it exists. It's called shared space, and here to talk about it is traffic planner Julie White. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thanks, Lewis. Glad to be here.
So, Julie, what is shared space?
It's been around for a few years now. It was pioneered by a Dutch road engineer called Hans Monderman, and it exists in many town centres around the world, especially in the Netherlands and Germany. The idea is for all road users to share the same space with no separation between roads, pavements and bike lanes, and to decide for themselves who has priority.
Isn't it dangerous? Doesn't it cause more accidents?
That's what you would think, but apparently it doesn't. For example, when they removed all the traffic lights from the city centre in the Dutch town of Drachten, the number of road accidents per year fell from 8 to practically 0.
So, if there are no traffic lights, there are no accidents?
No, you can't stop people making mistakes, so of course there are still accidents, but they're not big ones. As Hans Monderman said, we want small accidents in order to prevent serious ones in which people get hurt. The problem with the normal system is this. If you know you have the right of way, you feel confident and you don't take enough care. For example, you drive too fast and don't have time to react when a child runs out from between parked cars. Or you know you have priority on a zebra crossing, so you don't bother looking. A distracted driver comes along and bang, another road death. But if nobody's sure who has priority, then everyone's more careful. You can compare shared space to a skating rink with lots of ice skaters whizzing around. It looks confusing, but there are very few accidents because everyone works things out for themselves and feels responsible for their own safety. It works. If people feel less safe, they're more careful. They go slower, and so they're actually safer. If people feel too safe, they're overconfident, and that's when serious accidents happen.
But doesn't it cause more traffic congestion?
Funnily enough, it doesn't. If you use roundabouts instead of traffic lights, you don't get so many traffic jams at junctions. It sounds paradoxical, but drivers report that even though they drive more slowly, they get from A to B more quickly.
Are there any drawbacks? For example, blind people might...